North Sound 1. Try to show! Friday Sports.
Good evening, very warm welcome to North Sound 1's Friday Sport, where in the next half hour, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. And the Dons in William Hill Scottish Cup, fifth round action tomorrow, and a trip to Dingwall to face Ross County. Dave Galloway, you've been chatting to man of the moment, Johnny Hayes.
Yes, indeed. We'll move on to tomorrow's Highland Cup clash very soon, Dave. But let's hear from Johnny about pledging his future to Pittodrie until 2019 at least. He says putting pen to paper was always likely.
January came, the manager spoke to me on the way to Dubai and said, look, I'm expecting a bid or two, and I think it'd be fair to you to let the month sort of pass and see where we stand. And came to the last couple of days of the window, and he said, I don't think our valuation is going to be matched. And I said, well, fine, well, I'm quite happy to commit then now. And it was just a case of trying to get him, myself and my agent together in the same room to actually sign the paper, which obviously didn't happen to a couple of days ago. But it was that, as I said, it was more or less agreed back in the autumn, and just sort of taking a while to get over the line.
And as for the match against County, Johnny says they will be dangerous opponents.
A bit of a dark horse of Scottish football, I find, because I think they've got some very good players, and on their day they can beat anybody, especially up in Dingwall. It's a place that I've not thoroughly enjoyed going since I was at Inverness. But look forward to the weekend. The last couple of games up there have been tight, and obviously go there looking to enjoy another game of football with the outcome being in the quarterfinal. Proud Aberdeen fans, we always seem to get some backing up there. So we get 12 o'clock kickoffs on Sunday with no public transport, and we still seem to sell out. It doesn't go unnoticed. Every time we've been up there, we've had a great support, and credit to them for doing that. It gives us that little bit of a lift. We go places like Inverness and Ross County, where it's not the biggest stadium, and we go and we'll see 2,000 Aberdeen fans.
And of course, Dave, you've been getting the pre-match views of the gaffer.
Yes, and Derek anticipates a keenly contested cup tie.
I don't think they could be much tougher for both teams, to be honest. I think Jim's reaction to the draw was similar to myself, you know, and but it's a great opportunity. I think both of us have got a good respect for each other's teams, and you know, Jim's got a good level of player there at Ross County. And they'll be one of the few teams with aspirations to go all the way and win the cup. You know, I think they've got the experience and they've got a good side there. But like ourselves, we want to do as well as we can as well, and we've got a tough match in our hands, but looking forward to it nonetheless. It was a game well of the season, and obviously it was a game we felt we dominated, and especially second half, they had chances in the first half, so we felt we should have got something from the game. But what it did show was they still showed good attacking threat. Ross County, they battled for the result, even doing it 10 men late on. But I think they recognise the strengths of our team, we certainly recognise the strengths of theirs, and I think it'll be a tough match. The performance was good, you know, I watched the game against Rangers last week, and it was a very good performance from them. They've lost a lot of goals this season, which is a bit of a surprise considering the experience they have, and their home record's probably not been as strong as it normally is, but their results on the road and at teams like Rangers and Hearts and St Johnstone and others shows you what they're capable of on a day. I think that a strong cup run can help your league form as well. I think it helps a feel-good factor about the club, you know, because you know, supporters, they love nothing more than a cup run. You know, there's the benefits from that as through attendances and the financial gain as well for the club. But I think more than that, I think it's the supporters can get excited by a good, strong cup run. You know, I thought we suffered from that last season. As good as we were in the league, there was a wee feeling towards the end of it. It wasn't quite the season we wanted it to be, and I think a big part of that was not progressing as far as we wanted to in the cup. So we've got one cup final this year, and we'll certainly try and get ourselves an opportunity to get to another. We're here to be successful, we're here to try and achieve things, and you know, every bit of work that we do in the football department is all about trying to win something. And I think that the Scottish Cup is something that we're one of a few teams, I said earlier, who have genuine aspirations of being our name on the cup this year, you know. But it's performances, nobody's going to give us it because of the size of the club, nobody's going to give us it because we've got good players, you know, we're going to have to go and earn for everything we get. And Saturday's one of those games, in the cups, it doesn't matter about performance, we want performance because it helps win the game, but you've got to be in the cup or out it, you know, yes, it end it, and we want to make sure we're still in it.
Good evening, you're on North Sound One's Friday Sport. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Dave Galloway, as you've already heard, and Andrew Shiny. And Andrew, as I think the gaffer summed it up, both teams know that it's probably as difficult as they could get in the Cup, and both are teams that realistically, if they get through this win, will fancy their chances.
I think so. I mean, it's a very, very difficult one to call, and the difficulty is generated by the fact that Ross County are so inconsistent. They hammered Dundee United unexpectedly in round four in the Cup, and then they follow that up by going to Kilmarnock and losing at home to Motherwell, then going to Rangers and getting a draw last week. So Jim McIntyre and Billy Dodds must be tearing their hair out, wondering, you know, what kind of performance they're going to get from their side, where Aberdeen, with that Celtic game apart, have been the model of consistency, win after win after win, and keeping clean sheets, which is so important. And I think the manager highlighted it there when he mentioned the fact that County are letting in more goals than you'd expect a side that Jim McIntyre's in charge of to let in. And I think that's brought about by the fact that they haven't had a settled back four, and that's what could be their downfall tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see who is in that back four, because last week Jason Naismith, Marcus Fraser, Andrew Davis and Kenny van der Weg were the back four. Jason Naismith cup tied. Marcus Fraser, you would anticipate, will move out to right back. Paul Quinn might come in at centre back, or Jay McEvely. Now neither of the two of them have had a lot of football in recent weeks, so there's got to be question marks against them. But looking further forward in the County side, there's definitely a goal threat there from Alex Schalk, and particularly from Liam Boyce, who's such an adaptable player that he can drop a little bit deeper or play right up top on his own. So it's going to be a tough game for Aberdeen, and they know that they're going to have to be at their best to win it. But I think on current form, I would make Aberdeen slight favourites, but only slight.
Okay, you mentioned it off air, Dave. 2,300 fans are going up. They will make such a lot of noise. It will be a proper cup tie atmosphere, and they almost seem like a home tie.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. There will be red and white in plenty parts of the stadium. We'll fill one whole end plus a big section of one of the stands, so it'll be absolutely fantastic. And it is a cliche, the crowd can be a 12th man, but it really will be the case, hopefully, tomorrow.
Okay, we'll get you guys teams, your ones to watch, and your score prediction. Of course, I've written down mine just to show I'm not cheating in any way, shape or form, although I'm not really sure how you can cheat with a score prediction. Anyway, let's get the views of Ross County boss Jim McIntyre.
Aberdeen are a big club, and rightly so. I talked about for trophies, and their record in the cup competitions of late would tell you that they generally get to the latter stages, you know. But we just need to take care of ourselves, you know. If we mirror the type of performance that we've had at home against Aberdeen on Saturday, then we've got a great chance of winning the game.
And so far, what have you made of them? Obviously lost at Pittodrie, but beat them here.
The last year and a bit, we've lost at Pittodrie in the games, and we've won in Dingwall. So, you know, it's kind of even Steven in terms of the games against each other. We've won their home games, they've won their home games, so hopefully that continues.
Aberdeen will take a big falling, as they tend to do, but I suppose that all depends on how well Ross County start the game in order to keep them quiet.
Of course, but you know, I would rather the stadium was full. That's what adds to the atmosphere, and that's what players enjoy playing in front of. We know that they'll bring a sizeable crowd, but you know, our players have just played in front of 50,000 and it didn't seem to bother them, so I've not got any issues on that one.
John Rose asking the questions there. Would a draw be the worst result? Jim McIntyre saying about teams tending to win at home. I think County were a bit they rode their luck to win in December up at Dingwall, but a draw, it's not the ideal, but it's certainly better than being out of the cup, obviously.
Absolutely, but I'm quite sure the Dons will be going there to win. County have won four of the seven meetings of the sides in Dingwall. This, of course, is the first ever meeting of these two sides in the Scottish Cup. In fact, the first cup tie that we've ever played against Ross County, which seems quite incredible. But a draw wouldn't be the worst result, but I'm sure Derek McGuinness, given the fact that we've got league games to catch up, would be more than happy just to get it done and dusted at the first time of asking.
Absolutely. And Dave, in terms of the team, we're creating records with this same team that now going back to the 70s, I think it is, in terms of the amount of times that since the last time we've had the same team starting. Is he going to change it tomorrow?
I think it'll be same again from Derek. I really do. Joe Lewis in goals, Shea Logan, Ash Taylor, Mark Reynolds, Andy Considine at the back, Johnny Hayes, Ryan Jack, Graham Shinney and Niall McGinn in front of the back four, then Kenny McLean playing off Adam Rooney.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the same. It's actually 1966 when the last went eight games.
Oh, don't like that. Yeah.
With the
what happened then?
The Dons weren't particularly good, but they got to the cup final the following season. But I digress. I think they will stick by the same 11. And it's good to see that when the boys do come off the bench like last week, that they can make an impact.
Certainly made a difference, tactical genius that the manager is. Who's the one to watch for tomorrow?
I have a wee sneaking suspicion that Shea Logan could play a big part tomorrow. He could be up against Milan Lalkovic, the on-loan Portsmouth Slovakian. But Shea's got a very good goal-scoring record against Ross County. He scored four goals against them. So there's something in the air up in Dingwall that agrees with him. So I'm going to go for Shea to be a standout for the Dons tomorrow.
Dave?
I'm going to go for Kenny McLean. He's been in very good form of late, playing just off the main striker. That is clearly where he is most effective, and he could be a key man.
Okay, and scoreline?
Scoreline, I have written down 1-0 Aberdeen. I think it's going to be very tight.
Andrew?
I'll go 2-1 Aberdeen.
Okay, I've gone 2-0 Aberdeen. So at least we're all predicting the right result. That's the main thing, of course. Yeah.
Oh, we were playing Barcelona, we'd be predicting
of
Aberdeen
course.
To win.
This is Friday Sport. We'll be back after these.
North Sound 1, Friday Sports.
Go, go. North Sound 1.
You're listening to North Sound 1's Friday Sport. It's the Dons away to Ross County in the Scottish Cup tomorrow, kicking off at 3 p.m. But the early start is at Celtic Park, where Inverness are the visitors, Andrew.
And unfortunately, I can't see any headlines on Monday morning about Super Cali Globalistic and all that sort of thing. Celtic just steamrolling everything in front of them, and I think, to be perfectly honest, if Inverness ship less than four goals, it'll be a good day for them.
Ayr United, they take on Barry Ferguson's Clyde, Dave.
That should be a real hard-fought, close encounter. I don't see much separating the teams, Dave. I think playing at Somerset Park, that might just be home advantage for Ayr United. I'll go for them to sneak home 1-0.
East End Park, it should be quite interesting. Dunfermline against a Hamilton side that won't fancy that trip.
No, they won't, and I think they could well come a cropper there, because Dunfermline play a lot of good, attractive football. They're seeming to put together a decent run of results, and that for me is where the surprise is going to come in the cup tomorrow. I'm going to go for a Dunfermline victory by maybe a couple of goals.
East Fife, they take on St Mirren, who will be just glad to get away from their league troubles and tribulations.
I think so. I think there might be a bit of an upset here. It might not be sensation of the century if East Fife win, but they've got home advantage, and Barry Smith, the former Dundee manager, has done a fantastic job since taking over at East Fife, so I think they might just win 2-1.
And the other all Premiership clashes at McDermott Park, St Johnstone against Partick, who will be without Christy Elliott, having lost their appeal.
Yeah, I mean, I was very impressed with Partick Thistle last week. I thought they were well organised. The only thing missing was a cutting edge up front, and if they can sort that out, they're going to cause problems to a lot of sides above them in the Premiership table between now and the end of the season. St Johnstone shipped five against Celtic last week. They were missing Stephen Anderson. If he's back, that will shore up their defensive line, but I think Thistle are good enough to get a draw there, and it'll go to a replay at Firhill.
And on Sunday at 12:30, not for the faint-hearted, Dave, I would suggest Hearts against Hibs.
Really looking forward to that one. What a nightmare start for head coach Cathro at Tynecastle, but really of late, Hearts have got their act together with some terrific results. I think this one could go to a replay. I'll go for a 2-2 draw.
3 p.m. on Sunday, it's Rangers, Mark Warburton, under a bit of pressure against Morton.
It'll be a major surprise if Rangers don't win this one, but Morton are going very well. We saw the problems that they caused Aberdeen in the Betfred Cup semi-final. They're well organised. Jim Duffy will have a game plan in place that could win the game for them. If the crowd get on Rangers' back, who knows? But as I say, it will be a major surprise if Rangers don't win it. But I don't think it will be a comfortable victory.
There is a Premiership game tomorrow afternoon. It was meant to be played midweek last week, but they decided, seeing they were out the cup, that they would make use of the free Saturday. It's at Dens, Dave. Dundee against Kilmarnock.
good chance for the Dark Blues to get into the top six. They're way down the table there, but it's so tight down at the bottom end. I saw Dundee last weekend away at Inverness. They played some very good stuff in the first half, but defending very poor. Etchebaguren gave away a couple of daft penalties when there was really no need. At home, though, they're pretty decent. I think Dundee might just edge home 2-0.
In League One, Peterhead are at home to Albion Rovers tomorrow afternoon. Here's boss Jim McAnally.
To be honest, I'm not loving these things at the best of times, and the position we're in the league at the minute, I could run a mile for it. I'm more just concerned about trying to keep winning games, and obviously if we could do the same in February, March and April, then I would, you know, be delighted to accept these awards. But at the minute, it's just a bit hairy, everything that's going on in the league. Although I'm enjoying the aspect of the league, the closeness and the week to week importance of the game, because when you look at other fixtures, it's a good league to be in. So the players deserve the award because they had three really good results in January, and even the game they lost against Livingston, they played quite well in it, so they deserve the award. And as I say, hopefully they can pick it up again shortly.
Jim McAnally, of course, talking about his Manager of the Month award, but it's certainly they've had a good start to the year. Last week, disappointing down at Airdrie, but they've made a reasonable start.
Yeah, they have, but it must be, you know, really frustrating for Jim McAnally. You know, well-deserved Manager of the Month for January, 3 wins out of 4, like he said. Despite that good run, they're still 8th in League One. But having said that, it's not as if they're detached. You know, it's much like the Premiership. A couple of wins can get you right up the table. And, you know, if they can get a couple of wins, the Blue Toon, they'll be knocking on the door of a playoff place.
On Sunday at 4:15 at Spain Park, a Legends 11 will take on a local select. This is all to raise money for Paul Morrison, ex-Cooter player who unfortunately is suffering from terminal cancer. One of those involved is Neil Cooper.
Well, I got asked a few months ago, you know, if I'd be willing to come and speak at this dinner for Paul, and you know, it's tragic what's happened to him, and you know, I said yes straight away, and you know, hopefully it can be a good night, and obviously with a game on the Sunday, to raise as much as they can for himself and his family.
It would be great to see a huge crowd, and it's fantastic, like you say, to see so many big names that are going to be turning out, the likes of Colin Henry, Charlie Miller, and local favourites like Eugene Daddy.
Big Eugene, yeah, and Mark Perry. I used to have Mark at Pierhead. But no, it's great the boys give up their time. Scott Thompson's coming up. But no, it'll be nice for the Aberdeen folk as well to see the ex-Aberdeen players, and the likes of Colin Henry giving up his time as well. Just shows, you know, what a lot of work's gone into the game to get it sorted.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Russell Anderson taking part as well. Andy McLaren, and the Legends team will be managed by Simi. Neil Simpson will be managing it. And the dinner that Neil was referring to, sportsman's dinner at the Marriott tomorrow night. So all, as they tend to do, all the sporting people locally coming around for one of their own.
Yeah, absolutely. And Robbie Winters is another who's pulling the boots on, although Robbie still plays at a decent level. I think he's playing junior now.
Pollock, I think it is.
Yeah. He was at East Kilbride Thistle for a spell, so he'll be one of the fitter ones, so Simi will get him to do a lot of running for some of the older guys who aren't quite so able.
Yeah, and the other, Warren Cummings, who of course played hundreds of games for Bournemouth.
That's right, yeah. Tommy Cummings' son played under 21 football for Scotland. Unfortunately, Warren's time at Bournemouth wasn't when they were in the Premiership, but he had a testimonial himself against one of the Milan clubs, I think, earlier on this season.
Okay, as you do.
And, as you do indeed.
Indeed. Well, we don't know what the weather's going to do. It's all cup action in the Highlands this weekend.
It is. It's the Breeden Highland League Cup, even.
Easy for you to say.
Indeed. Brora Rangers take on Inverurie Locos. It's Bucky Thistle against Forest. Clach welcome Fort William. Lossiemouth travel to Harlaw Park in Inverurie to meet Cove Rangers. It's Devon Vale against Nairn County. Huntly against Fraserburgh. Rothes against Fermartin. And Wick Academy against Turriff United. And must mention the Darren Strong testimonial at Victoria Park in Bucky on Thursday at 8 p.m. kickoff. Bucky Thistle against an Aberdeen 11. Darren, of course, the former Bucky keeper, goalkeeper, now the goalkeeping coach, and the game will help charities Click Sergeant, Archie Foundation Macmillan and Breast Cancer UK, just to thank them for support given to Dan and his family following illnesses suffered by his son Daniel and partner Angela. So another very worthy cause to go along and support at Bucky, 8 o'clock Thursday evening.
Absolutely. And the juniors, again, weather permitting tomorrow, the McBookie.com Super League. Banksiday at home to Inverness City. Holrus United, they're away to Colony Park. Dufftown versus Cooter. Hermes, Bucky Rovers, Maud Bankley, St Tirnan. Newborough Thistle against Dice. Stonehaven Devonside in the First Division East. Buckenhaven Hearts against Stonywood Parkvale. Tonight, in fact, 7.30 this evening, Aberdeen University take on Glen Tanner. Back to tomorrow, Cruden Bay, Sunnybank, Lewis United, Fraserby United alongside East End. In the First Division West, Forest Thistle against Montrose Rosslea. Spey Valley United, the leaders, go to New Elgin. In the Elginshire Cup, in Group 1, Nairn St Ninian against Burghead Thistle. White Hills versus Newmarket United in Group 2. Fockabers against Islevale. Well, a good start to the Six Nations, Dave, last week, and it's off to Gay Paris this weekend, and that'll be quite a tough one.
Yeah, a terrific start against Ireland, the first time that we've won a Six Nations opener since 2006. Let's see them build on that. We've not won in Paris since 1999. We're overdue a victory. Come on, the boys. Yeah, we're back in blue.
A good start. France, they'll be disappointed with the way they kicked off. So they'll be out for a bit of revenge. But the Scottish side, for a change, looks as though it's got a fair bit of backbone.
They have, and they're very quick on the ground. And, you know, they could give the French a bit of a run around. The French pack will be bigger than the Scottish one. So if it turns out to be a forward battle, you would fancy the home side. But if the backs get onto the ball, normally you would say France will run rings around Scotland. But no, I think, you know, Stuart Hogg is the key man for Scotland, along with Laidlaw, the skipper, and you know, if the two of them click, Scotland could be winning once again.
Absolutely. Well, that's just about it from Friday Sport. Remember, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Ross County against Aberdeen. Then on Wednesday, it's the Dons against Motherwell at Pittodrie. Have a great sporting weekend. See you next week. Bye bye.